This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on The Cross is Enough. And Hebrews 9:28 in the NIV, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. And so I thank God that Christ was sacrificed. And again, he was only sacrificed one time for all men. I think it's important to understand that and, to recognize the price was paid in blood. We are bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's not a cliche. That is a fact. We were purchased with the blood of the Lamb. 1 Peter 1:18-19, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of Lamb without blemish and without spot. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 12. Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up in a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for you to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And so Jesus here acknowledges the fact that he is fully aware that he is going to suffer. Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 1 and 2 and verse 18. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings that he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. And verse 18. And he said, Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, The teacher says, The time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at you with my disciples. Jesus knew that he was there to fulfill the Passover. He was God's Passover lamb. Jesus knew that he would both suffer and die on the cross and made no secret of this fact to his followers. Yet, even so, his disciples didn't appear to grasp what he was saying to them. For, after all, this is the man who cleansed the lepers, opened the eyes of the blind, walked on water, cast out devils, and even raised the dead. And so, there was no need to fear or question the future, for he was invincible. Clearly, they must have misunderstood. And yet, they didn't understand that the Son of God had to be sacrificed on the cross for the sins of mankind. They understood afterwards, but God doesn't always explain himself to us before the fact. And this is why we need to trust and obey him in good times and especially in bad. Acts chapter 2 and verse 22 to 24. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. I think it's important for us to understand that, you know, in many instances, Christians through the millennia have harbored tremendous hate for the Jewish people. And again, I believe it was unfair to label them as Christ killers, because ultimately it was God's purpose. No man decided to put Christ on the cross. Ultimately, that was God's plan, and it was according to God's foreknowledge, because of course there was the human element involved, whether with the Romans or with the Pharisees, But again, ultimately, it was God's foreknowledge and plan. And that's why him being delivered up by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. So the cross did not take God by accident, by surprise. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't an afterthought. It was God's purpose, plan, and design. And Revelation 13 and 8 clarifies this even further by acknowledging that all who dwell in the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So before the world was even put in place, God had determined that Christ would die on the cross for the sins of mankind. And this is why the Son of God was sacrificed. Like I said, it wasn't an afterthought. It was, God's purpose, God's plan, God's design. Mark 10 and verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Christ was sacrificed for our forgiveness, freedom, and deliverance. His sacrifice and surrender was proof of God's everlasting love for us. And Romans 5 and 8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God demonstrated his love for us. It's because, again, talk is cheap, but God demonstrated his love. He proved his love. He showed his love at the cross. And you cannot consider the cross and doubt God's love for you. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It was the late Billy Graham who said, "God proved his love on the cross. When Christ hung and bled and died, it was God saying to the world, 'I love you.'" What a powerful statement. When Christ hung and bled and died, it was God saying to the world, "I love you." 1 John 4 and verse 10 in the NIV. "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." You see, deep down, every one of us wants to be loved, yet we're looking for it in all the wrong places. And so if you question your value to God, simply look at the cross and see his sinless Son hanging there in your place. The cost of this sacrifice is evidence of the immense value God places on your eternal soul, because at times you may struggle or fall short, but you can never doubt that you are loved. I look at the cross and I'm reminded that I matter. I look at the cross and I'm reminded that redemption had a cost, that freedom had a price tag. You see, freedom is not free. It cost Christ his very life. And so again, I look at the cross and I'm reminded that there is a purpose to my life, that there is a meaning to my existence, that I'm loved, and that there is a God who is willing to pay the price for my soul. And again, it cost Christ his life. Psalm 49 and 8 and 9, "For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that they should continue to live eternally and not see the pit." The only reason why we won't go to hell is because Christ went to the cross. My eternity is settled only because Christ suffered on the cross. His sacrifice freed my soul. And this is why, again, our eternity is settled. We don't have to be fearful of the future. We don't have to be fearful of the past, the present, or the future, because we know our lives are in his hand. We are purchased with his blood. We belong to him. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we continue our series on The Cross Is Enough.